10-4, DJC.
TFW, good afternoon, Jay.
How are you doing today, Ben? Is that right? I hope I didn't get your name wrong.
Hello, this is Ken.
Right. Your voice is sound the same, but I always get the last three letters called mixed up. You out traveling today, or are you working inside?
I'm headed to the house right now. I got a 2 o'clock doctor's appointment at the allergist for a test that I wanted to run.
And that's something I need to do. I've never done it. I probably need to find out. I'm probably allergic to everything, I guess. I have a terrible time this time of year.
Time, but it isn't what I'm testing for. For 60 years, I've been told I've been allergic to shellfish, so we're going to find out.
That's pretty bad there, too. That can, most of these dyes they use for MRIs and CAT scans and stuff like that have, some of them have that, if you're allergic to shellfish, you're not supposed to use those, I think.
I'm allergic. I mean, I can, you know, use shrimp for bait for 60 years, and that, and I can eat all kinds of fish, and that, just never tried any shellfish, so we're gonna get a test and see what the outcome is.
I know I'm not allergic. I've eaten a bunch of stuff over the years, the oysters and, you know, shrimp and about every other kind of, you know, scallops and that sort of thing. Never had a problem. But sometimes that dye they would give me would make me nauseated.
Man, I've only had that a couple of times, and it hadn't affected me, so that's a good thing going, right?
Alternatives to it now, too, I think that they can use, which in the past, I don't think they had anything, but I haven't had to have that done in a while myself, but I have had to have it done a few times. One time in particular, I had an aneurysm in my eye, on my retina, and I had to have that done. It really messed up, really made me, it just made me, it made me, you know, not violently ill, but pretty ill for, till it finally, you know, I calmed down a little bit, but it really had an effect on me. That's the first time I had a reaction to whatever it was they used.
Go in and out of being allergic to stuff.
You're right. I've always loved ice cream and stuff like that, and now I have a hard time eating it. Bothers my stomach some. I can eat sherbet. Yeah, the sherbet stuff okay. But like regular ice cream, which I used to, I'd eat a gallon of it in a couple of days, and I just can't eat it anymore. And I don't think I'm lactose intolerant, but there's something in it that makes my stomach bother me.
Yeah, a lot of people are lactose intolerant and that, but you know, it may not be it.
And guess we're in air conditioned all the time inside the house and that sort of thing, and I think it makes you more sensitive to other allergens. But some places I can go and I won't sneeze at all, doesn't bother me at all. I can go other places and I wish dust mites where it just tears me up.
And I know when I lived here the last time, and we were in Georgia, and man, my allergies were terrible. And when I moved to Colorado, and that, it was like you just shut it off.
I think sometimes it's maybe the mold, all the humidity we have here. I know when I was in, if somebody went to Texas a couple of times, and I'd have a bit of trouble out there. Of course, it's dry in Texas, New Mexico is real dry anyway, at least the parts I was in. To have a bit of trouble than come back here and just, it just starts pouring, and I even saw my gastroenterologist a few weeks ago with another issue I was having, which he got solved for me, but I thought I might have some type of silent reflux or something like that. He said, you don't have reflux. He said, you got post-nasal drip. So I said, well, that means I need to go to ENT, I guess, and see what's going on with that. Just one more specialist to have to go to, I guess.
About this test is I had to get off the, you know, I was just taking over-the-counter antihistamine, and it was helping and that, but I had to stop it for a week, and man, this last couple of days have been pretty rough.
Been a Floyd and get hers done here. I think maybe about a year ago, and she had it done. They had all the allergens. She had to stop it. I use Flonase right now, and use Astiline or whatever it is. I give some new antihistamine I use and spray, but it's not a steroid. It seems to work pretty good, but they gave her a combination drug. It's got the whatever's in Flonase and then whatever that Astiline is, but it's really expensive. I forget how much it was for her. It's pretty expensive. I just get the over-the-counter Flocotazone or whatever they call it, there comes stuff, and the Astiline. Astiline's all name brand now, but they did have a prescription brand that's a little cheaper, but and my doctor prescribed that to me this time. It's still expensive.
We use like Flonase in the evening or in the morning, and then use like a generic Claritin in the afternoon. And so far, that's been working pretty good. And that, so you know, I'll keep with it for that. I know for me, it's when it comes hay season. It's like, man, it just wears me out.
My nostrils didn't look too good. I don't know what they said. Didn't see anything, and it's just smaller. One of my doctors warned if I'd broken my nose, I'd boxed and broken my nose. So I said, not that I know of, but my right nostril would give it smaller. But they didn't see anything. It popped anything like that in, as far as I know. But I can't breathe. I mean, it's been like this for the last 25 years, I guess. It seems like it's worse now than it was in the past. And I'm not sure if it's because of the medication I'm having to take or whatever it is, but it just drives me nuts. And, my nose started. I can't take Claritin with decongestant because it just tears my blood pressure and everything else up. I can't take it. So I have to take, just a standard, Flonase or antihistamine. I didn't have much love with Claritin, just a standard Claritin. My daughter, she was taking Zyrtec for a while, and she'd been taking it for a couple of years, and her hands started breaking out or something, so she had to go off that, but now she's using that other thing that the doctor's giving her. But, a lot of stuff, a lot of the allergens are common. You just can't get away from them, I don't guess, unless you wear a dust mask.
In the subdivision, so I got to run in and get a couple of things before I got to go. So I'm going to say 7-3. Good to talk to you, and I hope you're doing well. And I look forward to catching you again. 7-3, KN4, GFW.
Take it easy again. Good talking to you. Hope everything goes well for you today. And for DJ Seekley.
Or CBA Mobile. KV4 CBA Mobile.